सहवीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः। गुरुर्ब्रह्मा गुरुर्विष्णु गुरुर्देवो महेश्वरः गुरुदेव परं ब्रह्म तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। समस्तजनकल्याणे निरतं करुणामयं नमामि चिन्मयं देवं सद्गुरुं ब्रह्मविद्वरं वसुदेवसुतं देवं कंसचानूलमर्दनं देवकी परमानन्दं कृष्णं वन्दे जगद्गुरुं कृष्णं वन्दे जगद्गुरुं।
So in our last session we have seen the summary of whole Gita in two slokas, sloka number 65 and 66. In two sessions we covered these two verses. The essence of whole of Bhagavad Gita is that the sorrows of the world can be ended only by Atmajnan. There is no other remedy to remove the sorrows of the world. Only medicine, only remedy is if you come to know your true nature, if you come to know your Atman, Brahman, then only the sorrow will end. Now, as far as the teaching part is concerned, it is over. Lord is not going to tell us anything about spirituality. Now he is going to tell us whom to teach this knowledge and how to teach. Who are the qualified persons who are eligible for this knowledge? Verse number 67.
Idam te na tapaskaya.
Idam te na tapaskaya.
Na bhaktaya kadachana.
Na bhaktaya.
न चाशुश्रूषवे वाच्यम् न च माम् योऽभ्यसूयति
न च मामभ्यसूयति
इदं ते न तपस्काय न भक्ताय कदाचन न चाशुश्रूषवे वाच्यम् न च माम् योऽभ्यसूयति।
इदं ते, इदं मीन्स् दिस् नालेज् आफ् द सेल्फ् न अतपस्काय, शुड् नाट् बि गिवन् टु होम्? न अतपस्काय, हु हेज् नाट् डन् तपस्। वट् इस् द मीनिङ्ग् आफ् तपस्? मनश्च इन्द्रियाणाम् एकाग्रं परमं तप। वन् हु इस् नाट् एबल् टु कण्ट्रोल् हिज् मैण्ड् एण्ड् सेन्सेस् एण्ड् मेक् इट् सिङ्गल् पोयिण्टेड्, हु हेज् नाट् डन् दिस्, डोण्ट् गिव् इट् टु हिज्। यु सी, फार् लिस्निङ्ग् इन् सत्सङ्ग् आल्सो इट् रिक्वायर् कण्ट्रोल् युवर् मैण्ड् एण्ड् सेन्सेस् न? अवर् मैण्ड् एण्ड् सेन्सेस् आर् हेबिचुएटेड् गोयिङ्ग् औट् इन् द वर्ल्ड्। You have to control, you have to take out time, then only you can come and listen. Ah, tapaskaya, who has not done this, who does not have this control over his mind and senses, to that person this knowledge should not be given. Abhaktaya kadachana, to the person who has got no feeling of love toward the scripture, love toward the Lord. You see, for learning anything, love is essential part. We see children learning music and dance. They love. They practice 2 hours, 3 hours. They do alap 2 hours. Unless you love the subject, you cannot learn. Similarly, we must have love toward the Lord. Gurudev writes, page 167, what is devotion? That is those who do not have the capacity to identify themselves with the ideal that they want to reach. Most of us don't have the ideal. What is the aim? If one cannot sympathize with an ideal, one can much less absorb or assimilate it. An ideal, however well understood intellectually, cannot yield its full benefit unless it is expressed in life. To hug on to the ideal in a clasp of love is devotion. So you have to love the scripture, love Lord, then only you can have it. Nacha asrusu, one who is not desirous of listening. Susrusu means desire of listening. Don't compel others. In Chinmay Mission we find here, either husband is coming, wife is not coming, wife is coming, husband is not coming, or husband-wife both coming, or husband-wife both of us not coming. So we have got all types of four cases. There can be only four combinations with husband and wife. And all combinations are available here. So don't force other spouse. There is no question of compulsion. If he is not interested, susrusu means also means service. Service to the teacher also. Many people have got the ego. Why should I serve? So if the person is not ready to serve, don't give. Who is saying? I am not saying. Jagat Guru is saying. Lord Krishna is saying. To whom this knowledge should not be given. Then he said, Nacha mam yo abhyasuyati, one who finds faults in my teaching. To that person also you should not give this knowledge. Shankaracharya interprets in this way, there can be a person who has controlled his mind and senses, but he has got no love toward Lord. Don't give. A person can be tapasvi, has done the tapas, he is a bhakta also, but he is not ready to listen. He is a devotee, not ready to listen, not ready to serve the teacher. Don't give. A person may be doing tapas, has got the devotion also, ready to listen also, and ready to serve the teacher also, but he finds fault in the teaching. Pata nahi 5000 saal pehle Gita was written, whether it is still applicable, they don't know. We have advanced so much. Whether it is applicable in today's life or not, people doubt. Or they find fault. Hey, how can this happen? Impossible. Don't give it to them also. Classic example is Duryodhan. Lord Krishna was in front of him, but he never accepted him as a Jagat Guru. He always thought he is a dancer. Dances with the gopi. He is a chaliya, he is a cheater, he is a thief. And he is telling in Bhagavad Gita, you should destroy your ego. When comes to in his own case, then he says, man mana bhava mad bhakta mad dyaji mam namaskur, then says mad. Oh? So he is keeping his own ego, but he is telling others, you should destroy your ego. So if such people come to Mahatma, what they should do? They should offer chai pani to them and give namaskar. Those who has got no tapas, no bhakti, no seva, not interested in listening, and those who are finding fault with the Gita, there is no question of convincing them. They are not yet ready. Unko thoda sa aur dhakka khane do sansar mein. Let them suffer a little bit more, they will come back to the line. In chapter 3 of Bhagavad Gita, Lord says, Shraddhavanta anusuyanta muchyante tepi karmi bhi. If you have got the Shraddha, a faith in the scripture and the Jagat Guru in his teaching, and anusuyanta, you are not finding fault in the teaching, Muchyante tepi karma bhi. They will be liberated from their karma, from the pap and punya karma, they will be liberated. Lord has said earlier, and in Ramayana, in Navada Bhakti, it is said, sapne na dekhai pardosa. Lord Rama, and while giving the Navada Bhakti to Sabari, he says, in sapna, in the dream also, don't see the fault of others. But these people forget about the dream. In the waking state, they are finding fault in the teaching of the Lord. Hiranyakaspu was tapasvi, but he was not a bhakta. He was not a devotee. So what is for us here? We should understand that if I am not interested in listening, or after listening I am not able to abide in that truth, both cases, I have got a lack of interest and I have understood but I am not able to abide in it, then there are only these four shortcomings are there. Take care of these. You have not controlled your mind and senses, that your mind and senses is going again and again outside. You are not loving the subject. The most of the capital of love is invested outside in the world. Asusrusu, you are not ready to do the seva of the teacher because of your ego. You are not ready to listen. You think we are the intelligent people. We should not listen from the Swamis and all this. These people, what they know. We can study. We know English. And I was one of such fools. Then it is, if you find fault in this. I also found fault in that also. I bought all the books, all Upanishad and Bhagavad Gita, and literally I read each and every line and word, underlined it. Then I found, are it's a contrasting said here. He says Atma doesn't move, and he says he's easy. He runs so fast that he is faster than anything. In the same line. So contrary, I saw these Rishis Munis were all crazy people. Then I went to Chinmay Mission when Swamini Amma was there. I said, what is this? It's all contradictory things are written here. She said, you have to come here. You have to listen. They will tell you what is the meaning of this. So we have to know that if we are not interested in listening, if we are not able to abide in the truth, then these four factors are responsible. Take care of these four. Does this mean that the teacher should stand on the gate? Every person entering, oh, let me check your tapas, let me check your bhakti, let me check your, are you interested in listening or not? Did you attend the last lecture? No, get out. Or, abhisyanti, are you criticizing? Like in the airport, they screen each person, your luggage, each person they screen. Should the teacher should screen like that? The Gurudev said, no. The knowledge has got the capacity to take care of itself. Knowledge can defend itself. Most of the people will not enter even if you don't have any security at the gate. Gates are open for everybody. There is no ticket, no charges. But an ineligible person will not enter. Even if he enters, suppose, what will happen? He will sleep. Not yet eligible, he will sleep. Suppose he is alert, not sleeping, he will misunderstand. These things will happen. So if we have got this bhakti, tap, seva and abhisyanti are not finding fault with it, then what will happen? This knowledge will fulfill you, make you, help you in your progress. Fulfillment will come. If it not happening, these four factors are to be checked. When the teacher tells you, you have to get up in the Brahma Muhurt, we all listen. We all listen. What is Brahma Muhurt? That also we all know. But we are not able to get up in the morning. Why? Four factors. Dhamma Rishi was there. He asked his disciple, okay, from the field the water is draining out. You go and check, the water should not drain out from the field. That child, the Shishya, laid down there whole night to stop the water getting drained. But when teacher tells you, do this sadhana, कौन करेगा पता नहीं क्या होगा इधर यू सी पद्मपादाचार्य टोटकाचार्य दे वेर ऑल द शिष्य ऑफ शंकराचार्य दे ऑल सर्व सर्विस इज मोस्ट एसेंशियल पार्ट इन प्रश्नोपनिषद वी फाइंड दैट सिक्स स्टूडेंट्स गो टू द टीचर फॉर एंड ऑन द फर्स्ट दे आस्क व्हाट अबाउट द आत्मा And teacher tells them that, okay, you have got a good question. So you have to serve for 1 year. After that you ask me this question. If I know the answer, I will tell you. Now tell me, raise your hands, how many of you will be serving that teacher? But all six served. Service is very, very important part in Guru Shishya Parampara. Very important part. It is required for the tuning of the mind. You understand Guru, Guru understand the Shishya, and then the knowledge flows. If Seva Bhav is not there, that means you don't love your Guru. Asusrusu, if you are not ready to listen, that means ego is there. So we should be careful about that. So we should check our eligibility. Don't check others. Whether you have tapas, bhakti or not, let me check. No, check ourselves. That do we have these four qualifications? Tapas, bhakti, seva, susrut, urge to listen, and faith in the scripture. So what the teacher will get by imparting knowledge? This knowledge flows from Guru Shishya Parampara, from Guru to Shishya, it is continuing like that. You cannot become Guru by studying the scripture. Like studying the medicine book, you don't become doctor. Similarly, you don't become teacher by studying yourself. You have to come into the Guru Shishya Parampara. There are many, many things which are not written in the books. It is not possible also to write. You get it only from your Guru. This is this, this is this, this is this, this is this. Then your picture becomes clear. Yes, this is like this. So fruits of the teaching, what the teacher will get.
Yaimam paramam guhyam.
Yaimam paramam guhyam.
Madbhakteshva vidhasyati. Bhaktim mai param kritva.
Bhaktim mai param kritva.
Mame vaishatya sanshayah.
Mame vaishatya sanshayah.
Yaimam paramam guhyam. Madbhakteshvabhidhasyati bhaktim mai param kritva mame vaishatya sanshayah.
Ya imam paramam guhyam madbhakteshu abhidhasyati. Ya imam, imam and this teaching. Paramam, the supreme teaching. Guhyam, most secret. Unless somebody tells you, you will never be able to get it. Unless somebody tells you where is the Atman, you will never be able to find it out. It is all, Atman is with us, with all of us. But we will not be able to find it out. Mad bhakteshu abhidasyati. Abhidasyati means impart this knowledge to my devotees. Who is that devotee? Qualification already said earlier. Who has done the tapas? Bhakti, who is ready to listen, and the fourth is not finding fault. in the scripture. Then bhakti mayim param kritva, this imparting of the knowledge is parabhakti. We all have understanding that doing the puja, doing the Tirth Brahman, or doing so much of mala is bhakti. Imparting of the knowledge is also parabhakti. In Vivek Churamani also, we have seen that study of the scripture is also bhakti, is parabhakti. Mam eva ishyati asansaya, asansaya, there is no doubt, he will come to me. Who? The teacher who is imparting this knowledge. Therefore, the seat of the teacher is reserved. Where? Jagadguru says, he will come to me. You see, this dialogue is in the form of it's a dialogue between Krishna and Arjun. And what is the purpose of this dialogue? The purpose of dialogue, it will give you nisriyas, it will give you moksha. It will liberate you. This knowledge will liberate you. How this knowledge can be imparted? Shankaracharya says, granthatah arthatah. Granthatah means by chanting. By chanting. So if you are chanting Vishnu Sahasranam every day, so don't come and complain. Kya? Every day you are teaching, chanting Bhagavad Gita to students or the Vishnu Sahasranam. Every day you are doing this thing. There is nothing new. Granthata, chanting. How it is going to be beneficial to me? You see, when our children are chanting, whole chapter they have memorized, and when they chant it, the parents and the audience, they all appreciate it. All appreciate the class. Think about the Lord who is listening. Will he not be happy? He will be also happy. Arthata. Arthata means what? Better than granthata, better than chanting is if somebody explains to you word by word. The meaning, the science behind it. Then what will happen? It will transform your life. Once you understand the meaning, it will transform your life. Your vision will change toward the world. But it has to be in steps. In Bal Vihar children, we can't tell them meaning. They are not fit to learn the meaning now. But if they remember the sloka, later on they will try to find out what does that mean. And that will help them. Arthataha. In Chinmay Mission, we both have Granthata and Arthata. This is the beauty of Chinmay Mission. For the children, it is Granthata, they learn chanting. Different stotra they learn. Then Arthata, when you are grown up, you are sitting here, now you are learning the Arth, the meaning. So once you learn the meaning, if you understand the science, then it will change your life. Whole life will be changed, vision will change. It will transform you. So why you are doing, why you are teaching? Because my guru taught me. And it is my gratitude to teach others. This way Guru Shishya Parampara continues. So Bhagwan is very happy with such teacher. Then he appreciates his teaching. In the verse number 69, he says,
Na cha tasmat manusheshu kaschin me priya krittamaha bhavita na cha me tasmat anna priya taro bhuvi Nacha tasman manusheshu kaschin me priya krittamaha bhavita nacha me tasmat anna priya taro bhuvi.
Nacha tasmat manusheshe kaschin me priya krittam. In the whole world, there is no other human being which is better than this teacher. He is most dear to me. Priyakritam. why his teaching is so dear to, why he is most superior, because this knowledge liberates. Any other knowledge will not liberate. Only the knowledge of self will liberate. Worldly knowledge will not liberate us. Therefore, this knowledge is the superior knowledge. And those who teach, therefore, Lord says, he is doing the best thing. We do many things. Many people, they open dharmasalas, hospitals, dispensaries, charitable institutions. They all help. But among all that, the best is the Vidyadhanam. Which Vidyadhanam? That Vidya which liberates you is the best Vidyadhanam. Then it says, Bhavita nachame tasmat anne priyataro bhubi. Bhubi means in this sloka. He is dear to me in present, and nacha bhavita, in future also nobody will be greater than this teacher who is serving like this. So whether he is in present or in the future, the teachers who will be teaching, they will be the best, dearest to Lord. Therefore we find Vinoba Bhave taught Gita while he was in jail. He taught Gita to prisoners. Lokmanya Tilak, while he was in jail, he wrote the commentary on Bhagavad Gita. Gurudev did both Arthata and Granthata. Whole life. He conducted more than 500 Gyan Yajna all over the world to explain the meaning of Bhagavad Gita. Then he says the spreading of this knowledge is very important. To spread the idea among the people, to carry the torch of knowledge earlier lit up at the master's feet, to convey it far and wide, to provide light wherever there is darkness, to keep oneself ever bubbling with the inspired enthusiasm, to pour out one's own convictions into the hearts of the other, in short, Vidyadan is in Hinduism a duty religiously imposed upon all students. Knowledge hoarded and secreted brings about a sadder poverty than the wealth aggrandized and cornered in a society. The more you share this knowledge, it grows. And worldly wealth, more you share, it decreases. What about the grihasthas? The grihasthas also can do it. All our Bal Vihar Sevak Sevikas and the study class teachers, they are doing the same thing, imparting the knowledge. So they also will be benefited. But whom to give? If somebody is hungry and comes to you, don't say, "Baito, Gita batate hain. Baito, sit down, I will teach you Gita." No. First you have to give him food. Unless roti, kapda, makan is taken care of, person will not come to the scripture. This is not possible. He will not be able to concentrate. So roti, kapda, makan, the first is to be taken care of. After this thing is done, then you come to this line. So in sloka number 67, we find it was said that the quality of student. What were the qualities? Tapa, bhakta, susru, ready to listen, and abhisuyantana, is not finding fault. So this is the quality. In 68-69, about the teacher it was said. In 70, it tells about a person who cannot teach. You see, all the students can never become teacher. All the students in the master's program or in the PhD program, they all don't become teachers. So what happened to those? What will happen? Now it is said.
Adheshate chaya imam.
Adheshate chaya imam.
Dharmyam samvadam avayoho.
Dharmam
Jnana yagyena tenaham. Ishtasyamiti me matihi. adheshate chaya imam dharmam samvadam avayoho jnana yagyena tenaham ishtasyamiti me matihi.
Lord said, adhyasyate che ye imam dharmam sambadam avyo. Adhyasyate means patishyati. One who studies. Studies means what? It's not reading. There is a difference between reading and study. In reading, you collect only information. I am reading newspaper to find out what is the index, market index, stock market index. I open, I find this is the index today. It's an information only. What is study? Study is reading and reflecting on it. If you are reading and reflecting on it, then it is study. The Lord said, Jnana Yajna Tenaham Ishta. I think Ishta means he is worshipping me with Jnana Yajna. Only by study, Lord is saying that it is equal to Jnana Yajna. Yajna means such a ritual, it's a fire ritual in which you are putting oblations. And he will be purified. What does that mean? My heart is the Havan Kunda. My heart is the Havan Kunda. And the knowledge, this knowledge which I am getting by study is the fire in that Havan Kunda. What is happening? When the fire is kindled, then all my ignorances are burnt into. These are ignorances are all oblations in that fire. So my ignorance is being slowly, slowly removed. The Lord is saying, the person who is studying scripture, not reading, studying scripture, he is worshipping me with a Jnana Yajna. His ignorance is also will be removed. Ten adhena aham ishta pujita. He is not doing puja with the full chandan and 16 step puja. He is doing the puja of the Lord by studying the scripture. Therefore, in Bhaj Govindam, Shankaracharya says, Bhagavad Gita kinchit adhita. Kinchit. He is not saying the full Gita. Bhagavad Gita kinchit. Not 700 slokas. Have you studied one sloka? Half sloka. Half sloka means one line. One path, one fourth sloka. Have you studied one word? Understood it? Study means you have reflected on it. Even one word can make you father of nation. Ahimsa made Mahatma Gandhi father of nation. Kinchid adhita. Have you studied little bit? Ganga jal lab kanika pita. Have you taken a drop of water as Ganga jal that it will purify me? In India, they don't question, but in America, when after puja, you give him some tirtham, people ask, what should I do? By their face, I can make out. They have got a suspicion, should I take or not? Even for the tirtham also, the people have got suspicion. Piye ki nahi piye? Kya hoga? Sakrat piyen murari samarcha. Have you worshipped Murari Sakridapi once only in your lifetime? Only once have you done it. Then Shankaracharya says, Kriyate tasya yamin na charcha. The Yamaraj will not do your charcha. That means he will not come to you. Why? Because these things will help you. You will get moksha. There is no death. What Yamaraj will do? You are already mukta. So study of Gita is equal to puja. It's a jnana yajna. And it is better than vidhi japu pansu mansanam yajnanam. Whether you do vidhi, karmakand, any karmakand. It is better to study Bhagavad Gita. It is better than your japa or other things also. Okay, I am not able to do the sravan and all that. Lord says, okay, you do the study. But Lord, you know, I have got the difficulty. I don't know Sanskrit. I don't know Samas. I don't know Sandhi. I don't know all these things. Do you have any prescription for me? Lord says, yes. I have got something for you also. Next verse.
Shraddhavananasuyascha Shrunuyadapi yonaraha Sopi muktas shubhan lokan Prapnuyat punya karmanam Shraddhavananasuyascha Shrunuyadapi yonaraha Sopi muktas shubhan lokan Prapnuyat punya karmanam
Shraddhavan anasuyacha shrunyadapi yonara, any person. Two qualification. Shraddhavan anasuya. He should have faith in the scripture. Anasuya, not finding fault in the scripture or in the teaching of Lord. If he listens with these two qualifications, Shraddhavan and anasuyacha. You see, we all are very expert in finding faults. Most of the people, they try to find fault in others. One Mahatma says, Bura jo dekhan main chala, bura na milya koi, jo dil dhunda apna, mujhse bura na koi. Once Yudhishthir was asked by his guru that go and find out, make a list of the persons who are the wicked, who are not good people. Yudhishthir was a good people. He served the whole day. He could not find in a bad person because the intention was good. He was not able to see fault in others. So he came back. And Duryodhan was given by the same teacher, you find out any good person. And Duryodhan is a wicked. And he was seeing only the wickedness in others. He could not find the good quality in others. So he came out, he said, I could not find any good person. But if you find out your own shortcomings, jo dil dhunda apna, if you search yourself, then you'll find there is no more greater sinner or bad person than me. Goswami Tulsidas says, if I start seeing my own shortcomings, I will not be able to write Ramayana. The whole Ramayana will be full of my shortcomings. But we are expert in finding the faults of others. Once Gurudev was studying law in the Lucknow University. So there was one very famous lawyer of that time, Mr. Sapru. He was very successful. So Gurudev wanted to know, what is the secret of your success? Now getting a renowned lawyer, taking an appointment and meeting was very difficult. But Gurudev made. He went there and met him and asked, what is your secret of success? Please tell me, I want to know. And he said, work like a bull and stay like a hermit. When I am working, at that time I am fully concentrating on the work. I do not lend my ears to the news of the world. So when you are studying the scripture, don't find fault in the scripture. So this type of shruta will get benefit. What is the fruit? Even after listening, what will I get? Result pehle batao. Then I will listen. Lord says, so api mukta, he also will get liberated. So the teacher will get liberated. Those who are studying themselves, they will also get liberated. And those who are listening, they also be so api mukta, he will be also liberated. How? Subhan lokan prapnuyat punya karmanam. He will reach to the higher loka where the other people, those who do the Agnihotra and all this, they go to the higher loka. So this person who has done the Shravan, not done the Agnihotra, he will also reach there in the same higher loka. What will happen there? If he is interested, he will be given the knowledge and get liberated. So how Shravan also help. So this part is over, one section is over. Now it is the dharma of Acharya, how it is to be taught. How it is to be taught. Who is a good doctor? A good doctor is that who after giving the prescription, after a couple of days, rings up the person, the sick person, and asks, how are you? Similarly, a good teacher is that after teaching, he will ask you, have you understood? If not, I will teach again. Lord has said these things many times to Arjun. And in verse number 65, 66, before ending Gita, he said, Bhuya, again I am telling you, Arjun. Why? Because Priyosmi, you are dear to me. I want to see your welfare. I don't expect anything in return from you. I want to see you get liberated in this life. Therefore, I am telling you once again. So teacher's job is that he should see the students have understood. If not understood, फिर से पढ़ाएंगे गीता. We'll start from again chapter 1. After chapter 18 is over, we have got two more sessions. We have covered up to 71. There are only 7 verses left. In 2 sessions, the run rate is, in one class we will take 4, in another class 3. If the knowledge has not happened, then you have to come again in September. We'll start with chapter 1 again. Om Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya
Purnameva Vasishyate.
Om Shanti 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 Hari Om Shri Krupnyo Namah Hari Om. On 8th May we have our Gurudev Jayanti. So I will test your bhakti, your love toward the Guru. We are doing the puja here at 7:30 to 9. After Guru Paduka puja, there will be few bhajans, Guru bhajans, and there will be some prasad also. So do you want to check your bhakti, love toward the Guru? Please come. Huh?